I think I'm talking to somebody who is hearing.
Now, so you borrow to make profits, so you make profits. This is the anointing I want to release to someone. I think somebody must get this anointing. Whatever you borrowed, you shall make profits. Take it in the name of Jesus. But if you are under a bat, you've got a problem. This is where now when you're under a bat, we must ask God for one thing. You must at least go to Sha'awa, which is for what? For favor. You need the favor to walk out of the abat. You are not hearing. Hello? Are we together or we are not together? How many are saying major? I'm serious. I want to walk out of poverty. Now, let's see three ways of walking out of debt. Do I have anybody here who says I have to walk out of debt? Can I teach you ways of walking out of debt? Number one, by asking the mercy of God, which is also the favor, which is the same one I was teaching you, the Sha'a or the Sha'o or Sha'shao. Hear this. I want us to see Luke 7, verse 43. Luke 7, verse 43. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most, and he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. All right. For you to understand it, some of you who is your first time to know this scripture, let's start from verse 41. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50 for the two. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore, which of them will love him most? 43. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. 42 again. It says on 42, and when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. One had a lot of money was owing, another one little money was owing. But he frankly what? Forgave them. He had mercy on them both. So the first way of coming out of debts is to ask the mercy of God. You're not even hearing. Actually, it's going to happen. Just by God's mercy, you'll wonder that your debts are all of them taken out. So if you know you're into it, ask the mercy of God. Call the mercy of God. Tell God, I ask your mercy. Call the God of Major One, you will see. Are you here? So number one, mercy. Asking the mercy of God. Number two, by asking restoration. Prophetic restoration. Say prophetic restoration. Say it again. Say prophetic restoration. 2 Kings chapter 6 from verse 5. But as one was Felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." So you invest, this man had borrowed the axe, and it had fallen into the water, and he cried, "Alas, for it was borrowed." Now, in business, if you say, "My business has gone into water," it means what? It has what? It has? "Oh, my man has gone into water." We use that statement, right? We say, "My man has gone into water," right? Now, the Bible says, this man said, "Alas." But if you see very well, all people talking about borrowing are prophets. Now, wait. Now, the man who is a son of a prophet, let's start from verse 1 for you to understand what was happening here. Because this was a person who was coming from, from. All right. And no. You think I'm just joking? Who he was? Hear what the Bible says. And the sons of the prophets. How many are sons here of Major One? You see, he was from he was a son of a prophet. He had borrowed, and he's a son of a prophet. Look at this. "And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with you is too straight for us, is too small for us." Now, this is now one of my sons coming from Venda. He says, "The place we're in, Major, is too small. Let's build a big church." You're not hearing this. So, in that case, when they were trying to build a big church, people went out to borrow money, to borrow building materials, just to make sure they build a church. Now the Bible says, "And the sons of the prophet said unto Elisha," oh, give me NIV, just for a moment. It says in NIV, it says, "The company of the prophet said unto Elisha, Look, the place where we meet with you is too small for us." Go back to King James Version. Now, so the place where we're meeting in ECG Church Pretoria, we have got overflow, miracle tent, blah, blah, all those things, because the place is what? Too small. This is not Elisha telling them the place is too small, but the sons themselves. So, unlike here where I am the one who says, "Oh, the place is too small, let's build." Praise God, Elisha had good sons who could see themselves. So, I wish I had sons like that. Which could come to me and say, "Papa, the place is too small." You are here.
Yes.
But you didn't say I said it. That's a problem. All right. Now the Bible says, "And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, Behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us." Two. Go verse 2. "Let us go." They were begging a prophet, not a prophet begging them. "We pray thee unto Jordan, and take thee thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell." And he answered, "Go you." Not "let's go." He's telling the prophet, "Let's go together. Let's go and build the church." He says, "Go and do it." I wish I was like Elisha. Can I send you to go and do it?
Yes.
Go and build it.
Yes.
Now the Bible says, "And let us go, we pray thee." All right. So, and he said, and he answered, "Go ye." Verse 3. "And one said, Be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. Go to verse 4. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. Verse 5. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, Alas, master, who is the master there? Elisha. So he says to Elisha, Alas, master. And he cried and said, Alas, major one, I mean master, for it was borrowed. I have never seen one of my sons who come to say, Papa, alas, it was borrowed. None has ever come to say, Alas, major one, for it was borrowed. It has fallen into water. No one. So the second way of you walking out of debt is what? Prophetic what? Restoration. Now what happens? You have lost what you had into water. What happens? Verse 6. And the man of God said, Where fell it? And he answered him, The place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither. And the iron did swim. Oh. He took a stick, the prophet. He took a stick, threw it in the water where the axe head had sunk. And the axe head didn't come on top of the water. It actually was swimming from down, swimming, coming up. You're not hearing. The Bible never said it was floating. No. It says it was swimming, coming up, floating, swimming. When a prophet did a prophetic restoration, like the way I'm going to do today. The Bible says when the prophet took a what? A stick. It says when he took a microphone, I mean when he took it a stick. And spoke. Who want to get out of debts? Do you have somebody here who says, I want to move out of debts? Can I decree a prophetic restoration? I love overflow. I love overflow. I just love them. The Bible says, when he and the iron did swim, verse 7. Therefore said he, Take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Say, I take it. He says, Take it. You are sitting here with the debts, and a major prophet is here. And I'm wondering how. One of the things the prophetic ministry does, it takes people out of debts. The Bible says something very important. It says, and he cast a stick in the water and said what? Take it. And he took it. Can I release it? Take it. No, I'm asking, can I release it? Next time. Number three method of walking out of debts. Prophetic declaration. Say prophetic declaration. Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. Second Kings chapter 4. From verse 1. Now they cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet. Sons of prophets and the dead. Jesus. Look, another son of a prophet here. Look. It says, and they cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be born men. So the husband had borrowed, and he was failing to pay back. And the owner of the money came to repossess the children, and the husband was dead. So the prophet says, okay, God, verse 2. So she is in debt. Right? Okay. Now wait. Verse 2. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what has in the house? And she said, thy handmaid has nothing, anything in the house, save apart from a pot of oil. That's what it says. Save a pot of oil. Verse 3. You'll be disappointed. She's already in debt. Verse 3 says what? Then he said, go. Borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels. Borrow not a few. Zeketa shaka. I thought I'm in debt. You want me to be in debt again? That's a prophet. He removes you from your debts by putting you in debt. He says, we are building a church. We want contributions. You be like, Papa, I'm having debts. Say, yeah. Go and borrow. We remove people from debts by putting them in what? Yes. Papa, I have no money. Go and borrow. I have already debts. Yes, that's how we will take you out of debts. Are you there? Yes. It says, not just little money. Go, it says, borrow not a few. Oh my God. I am in debt already. It says, yeah, go and borrow not a few. Go and borrow a lot of it. How much does you have? 10,000. Go and borrow 4 million. Are you hearing this statement? Are you hearing this statement? But can you see prophets and borrowing? And can you see the sons of prophets? And most of these people are attached to what? Sons of prophets. Look at Exodus. It was Moses, a prophet. It is just connected to prophets, 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 prophets. Until Jesus comes as well in New Testament, the book of Luke, he also talks of borrowing. Something about borrowing. You cannot just be here calling yourself a Christian, and you are into debt, you are failing to pay. Never. It's either you must have the mercy, the favor, or a prophetic restoration. What you lost must come back, which is the prophetic restoration, or there must be a prophetic what? Declaration. Now, so a prophet says, go and borrow. What happens? Verse 4. The Bible says, and when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and you shall set aside that which is full. Verse 5. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, and brought the vessels unto her, and she poured out. Verse 6. And came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet another. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. 7. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay thy debt. And pay thy debt and leave you and your children of the rest. Go and spend all the money which you're going to live with for your children. But as of for now, go and borrow a vessel. Did you hear that?
Yes.
So the Bible says she went home as the prophet declared. He said, go home, take the oil, begin to pour in the vessels. When there's a full set aside. And the Bible says the oil which she was pouring was not ceasing. When she pours like this in a jar, it was just coming until it is full, set aside. What is that? Breaking the rules of the world. You're not hearing. Here. We're going to break the rules of the world. You didn't just know that what I'm telling you yesterday, I meant to what I'm talking today. Hey, the Bible says the oil which was little oil, when she pours into the first jar, it was not finishing, just pouring. Until it was full. Hey, set aside. Another one, same oil, full. I don't know what oil it was, whether it was diesel or whether it was petrol. She ventured into petroleum business on the... Oh, I think you're not even hearing. She began to sign deals of oil. And she goes to the prophet and said, I've done what you told me. The prophet said, go and sell that oil. Pay all your what?
Yes.
The rest of the money, eat you and your children. I have come with the same anointing in the name of Jesus that you're going to pay all your debts and you shall remain with some more money to spend for you, for your children, for the children's children's. How many are receiving this place? How many are receiving in this place? As I'm talking now, debts have been canceled. Casualty for Hadia. Be checking your phones. I think you are not ready for. Debts, as I'm talking, debts are being paid, canceled. Just as I'm speaking right now. Are you hearing me? When a prophet declared, this woman who came out of all her debts, not just came out of the debts, she came out of the debts. When she moved out of the debts, she had some more money to spend. I think you're not hearing this. Are you hearing somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? Some of you, it's not even you, but your parents are in debt. For the sake of you, they will walk out. Some of you, your brothers, your cousins are actually enslaved. For the sake of you, they will all walk out in the name of Jesus. Are you hearing me or you're not hearing me? I want you to get the anointing, whether you begin to lend, you begin to rule, not rude. Oh, hallelujah. So I refuse the abbot. I don't want to be a slave. Say, so by the mercy of God, I'll pay all my debts. My debts will be canceled. By the prophetic restoration, just like the axe head which was lost. When a prophet prayed, it was restored. Whatever I lost in my life, it shall appear back in my life in the name of Jesus. The money I used to have, the blessings I used to have, they shall appear again in the name of our Lord Jesus. Kataya batera, ripra has kuva hanuz. Rada yamoja sakatova rakado shetehe. Say, my blessings shall appear again. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
So what I lost
shall appear again.
Daddy, as you're teaching right now, miracles have started happening, Papa. We have just received an email, Daddy, saying that an amount of 3.5 million, actually it was a debt, Papa, it has been canceled and the message is right there.
Come on, somebody, put your hands on Jesus.
Hello.
My name David will read the message, Daddy.
Hello, my name is Jane. I had a mortgage of my house of the National Development Bank worth 3.5 million, and now I have just received a message that it has been paid. I don't know how. And he even sends an attachment, Daddy, of the National Development Bank.
Come on, somebody, put your hands on Jesus. I told you, I did come here for nothing. I have come here to make you walk up.
I don't have to worry, cause it's waking for me. It's waking for me. It's waking for me. Say, I don't have to worry, cause
I don't have to worry, cause
hey,
it's waking for me.
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 All things I'm working for my good, say, all things are working for my good. It's intentional.
It's intentional.
Never failing, no. All things are working.
All things are working for my good.
It's intentional.
It's intentional.
Never failing, no, say.
Sakataha. Say, Lahas Kufra Hadize. Say, Lakoshetiaba. Say, Lavahago. Raprahadia. Lekuva Soprania.
Lekupranizosnia.
Yeah!
Yeah!
All things.
There is a problem here. I hate poverty with all my heart. I hate poverty with all my intestines. Already, I know my God. Yes, if you see this, my God has started. You will see it. I know my God. He has begun it. Now, this time, debts are being paid now. Debts, 3 point something million.
All things.
Are you here or your home? The bank now paying 3.5 million. Just like that. She was under Abbott. She was under Abbott. Now she has received Shaol. Favor! Are you hearing me, somebody? Are you hearing me, somebody? I cancel all your debts. Receive in the name of Jesus. May you become a person who shall lend to many. In Jesus' name I pray. I declare as a prophet. I speak a prophetic restoration. Where you lost your things will appear again. I say, where you lost your things to appear again. I declare, in the name of Jesus Christ, where you had lost everything, where there are debts, I speak a prophetic declaration. I said, a prophetic declaration. A prophetic declaration. There shall be a miracle in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray.
As I speak, miracles are happening.